Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. Ignatius Press is pleased to announce the first national book club created for Catholic schools. Ignatius Book Club for Catholic Schools was launched to support Catholic schools' dedication to forming the whole child, mind, body, and spirit. Ignatius Book Club for Schools partnered with leading publishers of children's literature to offer the best books and educational materials for all reading levels and interests. Head to ignatiusbookclub.com/podcast and find wholesome books that delight, inspire, and enrich.
In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. Today we continue our discussion of On the Cross and the Demonic, and we'll also transition into Healing Through Darkness. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we pick up where we left off on our last program, talking about On the Cross and the Demonic, and in particular about Job. Many know the story of Job. How God permitted Satan to assault him, how Job lost everything, including his property, possessions, children, and health. Job questioned God in a long conversation about this, but in the end, he surrendered. Job had been transformed through the cross, through sorrow, through pain, through the experience of our Lord Jesus. It was only through the cross that Job came to know and be one with God. Quote, I know that you are all powerful. What you conceive, you can perform. I am the man who obscured your designs with my empty-headed words. I have been holding forth on matters I cannot understand, marvels beyond me and my knowledge. I knew you then only by hearsay, but now, having seen you with my own eyes, I retract all I have said, and in dust and ashes, I repent. Job 42, 2-6. Like Jacob, it took the cross to bring Job face to face with Almighty God. Once Job was transformed through the cross, he was capable of being another Jesus, capable of interceding for and helping God to redeem others. Yahweh was angry, however, with Job's three advisors and directed them to go to Job to offer a holocaust, while Job, his servant, offered prayers for them. These men had not yet had the experience of the cross. Job, purified by the cross, was able to successfully intercede for his advisors. It was then that Yahweh listened to Job with favor. Quote, Yahweh restored Job's fortunes because he had prayed for his friends. More than that, Yahweh gave him double what he had before. Job 42:10-11. Do you see here the power of the cross, the power of your cross, your pain, your tragedies, your disasters, your crushing crosses where you can barely breathe? Do you see the power in this to intercede for others? Yes, God has blessed you with a piece of his cross so that you can be a co-redeemer of others with him, not to mention the great benefits for your own soul. Are you carrying a heavy cross in your life? And have you united it with the cross of Jesus? Believe me, our Lord Jesus is listening to you with favor. You are one of his favorites, you who carry the cross with him. Yes, you are. The world is being redeemed through the cross. As truly difficult as our crosses are, I know, they can be very difficult and painful. It is nonetheless a great privilege to be given the gift of crosses in our lives. There's one thing we will not have in heaven that we may have great nostalgia for, and that is the ability to suffer through with and in our Lord Jesus by bearing our crosses for him and with him here on earth, because there will be no crosses left in heaven. The cross is literally joined to God. God allowed himself to be nailed to the cross in the person of the God-man Jesus. Listen, if we want to be one with Jesus here on earth, we need to let him pull us up on the cross with him, because in a real sense, that is where he is at. That is where we find him. We can only really see the world for what it is through the view from up on the cross. We learn from there to love everyone and everything. Yes, from up on the cross, because that is where God is. God is love, and he is one with the cross. Yes, Jesus, our Lord, died on the cross once in time, and that sacrifice is always present to our Heavenly Father, and it is perpetuated in the Holy Mass, and it is perpetuated in his mystical body, and that means you. Yes, you. To drive this home, yes, Jesus died once. He rose, and he is seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven, but he is mystically still on the cross till the end of time, through his mystical body, the church. And that means through you and through me. This truth is also fundamental to the mystery of why you and I are one in Christ's mystical body. Because we're up there on the cross together. We are one with our Lord and friend Jesus. And when we are with him, we are invincible. The cross leads to the resurrection. Jesus is with us. We just need to be faithful and not yell at Jesus to get out of the neighborhood of our soul. Like the people of the country of the Gerasenes, who we spoke about in our last program, who implored Jesus to get out of the neighborhood after Jesus cast a legion of unclean spirits out of a man, and they asked for leave to go into the herd of 2,000 pigs, which then charged down the cliff into the lake where they were drowned. May we never say to the Lord Jesus to get out. May we always welcome our Lord Jesus and welcome the Holy Spirit and welcome our eternal Father. May we say to our Lord Jesus always, Mane nobiscum Domine, stay with us, Lord. Just stay with us, Lord Jesus, always. Never leave us. And we trust that you will answer this prayer. Yes, the cross leads to the resurrection. Jesus is with us. He is with you. We just need to be faithful. We are utterly secure with him. Without him, we are lost, but with him, we are safe. Paraphrasing my hero, Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen, by memory from an unrecalled source, let us be consoled by the fact that our Lord Jesus never once mentioned the cross without also speaking of the resurrection. And as long as we do not reject our Lord Jesus, as long as we repent and accept his always infinitely available mercy, and we do our best to do his will, we will be resurrected, we will be saved, and we will be one with our Lord Jesus, our Savior, for all eternity. The bridegroom, fully consummating his love with his bride, the church, meaning, yes, me, and yes, you. Allow me to now switch themes to healing through darkness, and may I share a passage from Job that very well describes my own experience of the cross and darkness, and I presume many of you can relate to this as well. From Job 33:19-30, or a man is chastened on his bed by pain and unceasing suffering within his frame, so that to his appetite food becomes repulsive and his senses reject the choicest nourishment. His flesh is wasted so it cannot be seen, and his bones, once invisible, appear. His soul draws near to the pit, his life to the place of the dead. If then there be for him an angel, one out of 1,000, a mediator to show him what is right for him and bring the man back to justice, he will take pity on him and say, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found him a ransom. Then his flesh shall become soft as a boy's. He shall be again as in the days of his youth. He shall pray, and God will favor him. He shall see God's face with rejoicing. He shall sing before men and say, I sinned and did wrong. Yet he has not punished me accordingly. He delivered my soul from passing to the pit, and I behold the light of life. Lo, all these things God does twice or thrice for a man, bringing back his soul from the pit to the light in the land of the living. Well, I have to tell you, this is my biography, and I think it is your biography as well. But it's not only our biography, it is a love letter from God to you. Yes, to you. Yes, many times over in my leukemia journey, this was me, my flesh wasted so it could not be seen, and my bones, once invisible, appearing very clearly through the flesh. And yes, I went down into the pit, but God did send his angel to rescue me, as he sends his angel to rescue you. Yes, a ransom has been found for you, and his name is the Lord Jesus. So here I am, and let's sing together before men. We've sinned, we've done wrong, yet God has not punished us accordingly. He has delivered our souls from going down into the pit, and we behold the light of life. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We'll be right back.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com, and we return to our discussion of healing through darkness. Well, I'm going to share a little bit about my own experience with the cross and darkness with you, as I hope that this will be a good starting point for our discussion of healing through darkness and hopefully an encouragement to you, as you yourself may have or are currently or will experience darkness in your life. On November 1st, 2009, All Saints Day, I was hospitalized at St. James Hospital in Olympia Fields, Illinois, with double pneumonia in my lower lungs. This was only 13 days following my diagnosis of chronic lymphocytic leukemia. The pneumonia was extremely painful and made it difficult to breathe. This was a life-threatening situation. As many of you know, when one is this sick, it affects body, mind, soul, and spirit. I began having fears, anxiety, and experiencing demonic dreams and images. I'm so helpless by myself. I nearly died. I may have died physically for a time. I experienced horrible darkness, demonic attacks, and the heavy weight of my sins. Seeing myself in God's light was so painful. I saw how lax I had been in conscience. How many opportunities I missed in my life to do good. I felt totally alone. I had no sense of the presence of God, though I had faith and hope that I hung on to, that God is with me, He loves me, and is infinitely merciful. But I did not feel this. I felt only darkness and abandonment. Well, within about 10 days, I was sufficiently recovered, just a day or so before I left to travel to Alabama with Kathleen, my wife, for a couple of appearances on the Eternal Word Television Network, EWTN. Kathleen was very sick, too. She was well enough to travel the day before we left, so we left for EWTN on faith. We decided to go forward with these television appearances in spite of our illnesses and my personal spiritual darkness, as we believed it to be the will of God, and as we hoped that many people would benefit from the message God wished to convey through us as His poor instruments of clay. Through our illnesses and difficulties, God was purifying us and humbling us, that is Kathleen and I, so that we could be useful instruments of His glory and the good of souls. Well, the appearances went quite well, and I'm sure no one had any idea of what we had just gone through and what we were going through in terms of physical illness and spiritual darkness. But that is when God does His best work, you see. Well, referring to my diary, let me share some reflections from November 2009 to give you some more insights into the darkness I was going through. My peace is gone. When I read Scripture now, it accuses me rather than consoles me. The pain is 10,000 times worse than dying. It is all about love, about God's love, about loving God and others. I accept this darkness, which I pray is a purgation because it is God's will. I see everything and everyone differently now. I seem to be more detached from everything. accept my desire to be saved, to be loved by God, and to love Him, and to love and serve others. This is all God's work. I could not have achieved a tiny portion of this purification by my own efforts. This is all being done by God's light, which is blinding darkness and pain for me. I pray with my whole heart and soul for sinners, especially those most in need of God's mercy. I want none to go to hell, even for a minute, let alone for eternity. I forgive everyone, though it seems there's nothing to forgive. I beg for Jesus' mercy, and I will, and I desire to be merciful to others. Help me, Jesus and Mary, please. I am counting on you. Jesus, I trust in you, in your infinite mercy, which is your greatest attribute. Saint Faustina, pray for me. I prayed in the past to have Saint Faustina's spiritual life, even at any cost, though I had no idea what was in store for me, no idea how painful this could be. I stand by my original prayer, as difficult as it is, only by God's grace. I desire peace, though I surrender to the purification our Heavenly Father requires of me. Please, Jesus, help me to live my remaining time well and in your grace. Listen, I could never have written this. I could have never prayed this prayer if it was not for the cross and the darkness that I was going through, which was purifying my soul like nothing else could possibly do. And this is what God is doing in your soul when everything is dark, when you are carrying a crushing cross. He is loving you. He is purifying you, and He is using your pain for your good and the good of others. Believe this. It is true. Here's another brief reflection from November 2009. Interestingly, I started a 33-day consecration to the Blessed Virgin Mary on November 5th, 2009. The early part is all about gaining self-knowledge in the light of the Holy Spirit, etc. This is what I am experiencing. This is also the liturgical end of the year, where the readings call us to prepare for our judgment, which each of us will face. End of quote. It is good to remember. Listen, it is good to remember that night leads to day. Good Friday to Easter. Death to resurrection. Pain and suffering and agony to transfigured, new, and improved bodies for all eternity. Another brief reflection from November 2009. I told Jesus that I have been humbled, that I cannot carry this cross, this illness by myself. I asked Him to carry all or most of it for me. I asked Him, our Lord Jesus, to please give me peace. End of reflection. Well, I strongly believe that I was going through a dark night, as coined by St. John of the Cross, for an extended period of time. It was terrible, but I exercised my will to have faith, hope, and love, and so I did, and so I do. Well, we'll take a quick break and come right back to talk more about healing through darkness and how our Lord Jesus is especially close to you in darkness. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store. a nonprofit ministry of forming faithful families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We continue our discussion of healing through darkness. So as I left off sharing, I was going through a dark night, as coined by St. John of the Cross, and this lasted for an extended period of time. It was terrible. I wish I had an adjective stronger than that, but it was terrible. But I did exercise my will through it all to have faith, hope, and love. And so I did, and so I do. You see, faith, hope, and love are found in the will, not in the emotions. This is a decision. The truth is that as dark as it gets, Jesus is always close to us. He is always close to you. And we might say he is even closer in the darkness. This darkness is the most painful experience one can endure. One feels totally abandoned by God. One's sins and imperfections are exposed. They seem perhaps unredeemable. But remember this, remember, no matter how dark it gets, Jesus is loving you. He is with you. He is purifying you, and he's bringing a great good out of everything. Believe this. Remember, no matter how dark it gets, no matter how dark it seems, we can still exercise our will to have faith, hope, and love, and we therefore do. As a matter of fact, we have faith, hope, and love in a greater way, even because it is so difficult to make this affirmation of faith, but make it nonetheless. Yes, this is a decision. It is an act of the will, and never doubt the love and mercy of our Lord Jesus. Your sins are nothing compared to the ocean of his mercy. Nothing. I don't care what you've done in the past. I don't care. They are nothing compared to his mercy if we only repent, if we only bring them to our Lord Jesus and seek forgiveness. And those of us who are so blessed to be Catholic have the great gift of the sacrament of penance, also known as confession, where we can confess our sins to Jesus in person, in persona Christi, through the priest, and receive forgiveness, receive absolution, and all of our sins are blotted out, forgiven, and forgotten. May we never lose our trust in the mercy and love of our Lord Jesus. Well, on our next program, we'll have more to say about healing through darkness. Listen, for those of you who are experiencing darkness at this time, be assured that you are so good at heart. Why? Because God made you that way. You are His masterpiece. All will be well. Count on it. We have Jesus, so we have everything. This darkness will pass, and you will come back into the light. Contact us at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Call us at 708-334-1988. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.